From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When the Drive-By Truckers released their third studio album, Southern Rock Opera, in 2001, they might not have foreseen the impact it would have on the Muscle Shoals bred group or the Southern rock style as a whole. Now, more than two decades later, they're revisiting the landmark record, celebrating their breakthrough album with a deluxe re-release and a cross-country tour. While on the road, the band's longtime guitarist and vocalist Mike Cooley spoke with music journalist Ali Patton about reworking Southern rock opera, the album's Birmingham roots, and the impact it has had over the last 20 years.
These songs have been revisited time and time again, but what was it like revisiting this album as a whole?
Well, going back and listening to all those recordings, you know, I haven't listened to those versions closely in years, and it was fun. We were better than I remembered. We were actually kind of good.
Can you take me back to the time when you were creating Southern rock opera in the early 2000s?
We didn't have access. We didn't have a record deal. We didn't have access to studio time. We just needed a place to do it. And my wife's uncle has a business there in downtown Birmingham and on 3rd Avenue North, and had this open space. And they let us use that. So we would go in after the store closed at 6 p.m. and pretty much record until 6 a.m. before everybody came to work. And then we would clear out. So it was tiring. It was hot. Yeah, I think it was early September. You know how that can be there. No AC. It was fun and hard. I would take anything for it, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, I read that y'all had to turn the fans off when y'all were recording in there.
We'd have to just turn that off and play as long as we could stand it.
This summer, you're re-touring the album for the first time, pretty much since you toured it the first time.
We never really did it. We were still touring, you know, in a van and playing small clubs, a lot of dive bars, in fact. We were an opening act a lot of the time. We weren't the headliners, so we couldn't just go and do this 2.5-hour set like we always envisioned. By the time we moved into playing theaters and bigger rooms where we could do whatever show we wanted to do, we had already put out two more records and we were moving on. So this is, in a way, touring behind the record for the first time, the way we had kind of always thought of it.
Now, one of those stops was recently back in Birmingham. What was it like to perform the album in the city that kind of gave life to it?
That was probably as one of our favorite Alabama shows we've ever played. We had a great crowd that night. It's one of the best audiences we've ever had.
Now, I kind of want to talk about the album's legacy, because it kind of marked a breakthrough for the band. Looking back, what do you think the album did for the Drive-By Truckers?
Pretty much everything, really. I mean, we put all of our hopes into that and all of our eggs into that basket. And turned out, once we were right, it laid the groundwork. For a lot of people, it was their, you know, it was the first record they got into. It's the one everybody comes back to.
The music, the themes, the messages. How do you think it'll all fare in 20 more years?
I hope some of the darker elements become more irrelevant as we move forward. I'd like to think the country as a whole, not just the South, can finally move on from some of those darker elements of our past. We thought when we made the record that we were closer to the end of some of those things than we turned out to be. But we'll keep trying. We'll keep pushing.
That was the Drive-By Truckers, Mike Cooley, speaking with music journalist Ali Patton. The band's deluxe re-release of Southern Rock Opera is available today. Their Southern Rock Opera Revisited tour will resume in October.